What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Phil and Leroy the Judgmental Podcast.
What's up, everybody? This is your boy, Phil.
And I'm Leroy. So, as I already figured anyway, that this was going to be our Eagles season finale. The Eagles lost last night in a wild card playoffs, 32-9. I give some quick stats and you give your opinion. On the Eagles side, Jalen Hurts, 25 for 35, 250 yards, one touchdown. Rushing DeAndre Swift, 10 carries for 34 yards. Receiving, Devontae Smith, 8 receptions, 148 yards. Goddard, 4 receptions for 21 yards. A whole lot of people had 3 and 4 receptions for a little bit of yards. Devontae was like the star of the Eagles, pretty much. On the Buccaneer side, Baker Mayfield, All-World, 22 for 36, 337 yards, 3 touchdowns. Rushing, we have White, 18 carries for 72 yards. On the receiving side, we have Otten, 8 receptions, 89 yards. Moore, 2 receptions, 66 yards, 1 touchdown. Now, what are your thoughts on this game?
Shitty. Shitty performance, shitty officiating. Shitty coaching.
Uh-huh. So before the game, there was an article on ESPN. ESPN staff writer Tim McManus, he covers the Eagles. He wrote an article, "Why Has Nick Sirianni Struggled to Rally the Eagles?" And here's a little quote here. "On top of those struggles, Jalen Hurts' desired direction for the offense has not materialized. Which has been a source of disappointment for the franchise quarterback. According to a source with direct knowledge of Hurts' thinking, a disconnect between the visions of Sirianni, Hurts, and offensive coordinator Brian Johnson has affected the offense's ability to land an identity," the source said. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is Jalen Hurts' fault. Okay. Let me get to it. Okay.
I'm gonna say
this is Jalen Hurts' fault, and I'm gonna tell you why. Jalen Hurts, he had a 250.
You're supposed to say what his fault is. You never said
I'm
what
about
his fault
to tell
is.
You. I'm about to tell you what is his fault.
You're supposed to say what it is and then explain why it's his fault.
Let me skip the whole part.
All right, go ahead.
Jalen Hurts got $255 million contract. It was the highest of an NFL the highest in NFL before Lamar Jackson, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So, last year he went to the Super Bowl, so he got an NFC championship and he was in the running for MVP. Why the hell are you not stepping up and saying that there's a problem with the offense and change it during the offseason? There was a play. It was in the second quarter where they did one of them bullshit screen passes. I think it was a third down, if I'm not mistaken. So he had to punt. So they, He did the play, and the receiver dropped it. I don't remember who the receiver was. It wasn't Devontae. And they zoomed in on Jalen Hurts, and he had a dejected look, and he shook his head. My thing is, see, this is the point I'm making. If you was dissatisfied of the play, it was a bullshit call to call in on third down anyway. Why'd you do the play? Why you just didn't say this is bullshit and went up to the line and changed it? You're the franchise of the team. You're one of the highest paid players in the NFL. Why are you sitting back and just letting them just do plays and you're not saying anything?
Well, he's still young. He's still unproven. So
but that's no excuse. That's no excuse, Philip. Because it's not because you're the franchise now.
You show me one young quarterback that's under 25 that's calling their own plays.
He's 26
and changing the coach plays.
He's 26, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're mistaken. Like those proven quarterbacks.
He'll be 26 in August. But no, that's not a point. Okay, there's a point where you're just going to have to step up and be the man. You was the man in college, so you already know how that acts. If they're making plays and you don't like it, why are you doing the plays and then all have a dejected shaking your head look? I didn't get that. That's confusing. So that's why I said the reason why the offense is not playing, the player runs the coach's plays
that they call.
Okay,
so
you need to tell
me. Every now and then you might get an audible, but you can't do that all game.
Okay, are you telling me that the franchise, the highest paid player, one of the highest paid players in the league, your franchise quarterback don't have no pull on the team? Yes or no?
Not to call his own plays, no.
So he goes to a play, and he knows the screen passing is a bullshit play. You think it's just okay to still run that play?
I think he's going to run that play, yes.
But you already know that. Okay.
I think you need to fire your offensive coordinator if you call him bullshit plays. You don't blame your quarterback for that.
No, they're saying that. They're saying that this has been going on since the beginning of the season.
Because he didn't like the way the offense was running, and nobody liked that.
Okay, you're the franchise quarterback. You're not going to make any changes?
He can't.
Why can't he? He's the franchise.
It doesn't matter. You got a head coach and you got an offensive coordinator that's going to call the game the way they want to call it, and you got to run it.
No, I'm sorry. I don't buy that. You're not just going to sit there, and that messes me up. You're not going to sit there. That's if, like, I'm the highest paid player and one of the highest paid players in the league and the franchise quarterback, you're not going to mess me up. If I look at the playbook and I don't like how the play direction is, I'm going to go up to the coach and say, hey, can you do blankety blank, blankety blank? And if that don't work, I'm going to the GM and saying, look, blankety blank, change this. I don't like how the way the offense flow. It's too many such and such. Do this and do that. In the beginning of the season, I'm not talking about in the preseason. I'm sorry.
How you know he didn't talk to the higher-ups about it? I'm talking about the higher ups. I ain't talking about changing the calls in the game, because now you sound like the dude, Jamie Foxx character, calling his own plays, doing his own thing. You can't do that in real life.
Okay, so
Any Given Sunday.
Yeah, but okay, you said how come he didn't do that, but they didn't do it because he still had a dejected look. So obviously he didn't do it.
Well, I'm saying he's not going to call the plays in the game, but he can speak to our higher ups and say how he don't like the way the offense is going, and that's what he did.
No,
he even spoke about that in meetings. I mean, press conferences.
Press conferences,
like the direction of the offense and all this shit.
Yeah, but press conferences, you're not really getting a whole.
It's hard for him because he got a relationship with the offensive coordinator, and that was his quarterback coach, and he know his dad and all this shit. So it's hard to throw him under the bus like that when he pretty much like your uncle.
It's not throwing them under the bus if they could sit together and devise a scheme that fits Jalen Hurts. That's not throwing him under the bus.
I'm talking about going to higher ups and talking. What if he did that? We don't know what he did behind the scenes.
He didn't
what
do
if he
it.
Did because that in the offensive coordinator and the offensive said, no, I got this.
Well, then that's when I said you got to go over his head. That's what I'm saying.
How do you know if he did?
I don't buy that he did.
This is the offensive coordinator's first time as being an offensive coordinator. So if Jalen Hurts didn't like what he was doing, but, you know, some of these offensive coordinators and head coaches are stubborn and it's their way of the highway. So he said, all right, I understand what you're doing, but this is what I want to do. And what if small talk with Howie Roseman about how he don't like the direction it's going. But he ain't going to do nothing about it. Well, this is the guy Howie Roseman picked. So he got to pretty much give him the opportunity to fail and succeed.
I think if it came down between him or the franchise quarterback saying that changed the direction of the offense, I think Howie would roll with the franchise quarterback. If it makes sense. Now, if he's talking about some goofy shit, I give you that. But if it's some stuff that actually, you know, is actually makes some sense, I would think he would roll with his franchise quarterback. You're not getting rid of Jalen Hurts.
You hired this guy to do his job, so you're going to let this guy do his job. And if he can't do his job, you're going to find a replacement. But you're not just going to take his job away from him because the quarterback say he don't like it.
That's not taking his job. That's not taking his job away from him.
This guy got a game plan. It's a shitty game plan, and he want to call the plays. He's going to call the plays that he like. If it don't work, it don't work. But he's still going to stick with it the same way Chip Kelly did. Chip Kelly had a high-scoring offense. Offensive players don't get a break. Yeah, that shit worked for one or two seasons. After that, it was done. Everybody worn out and tired.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think he did any of those things, Jalen Hurts.
No, you can't say he didn't.
He didn't because the offense is the same.
Because he could have spoke up, but the head coach, I mean, the GM probably was like, this is our guy. Y'all need to work it out.
And another thing, ladies and gentlemen, the judgmental podcast need to be on television because Cowboy Troy last night said the same things. At the end of the season, he had the same things that Phil and I said in the beginning of the season. He talked about, Cowboy Troy talked about Hurts' knee injury. No, Mr. Troy, he had that knee injury before the beginning of the season. He never, when he run the football, he never went in second gear. He just always stayed in first gear. That knee injury was not from the inside of the game.
Didn't he hurt his knee last year, but he came back and played?
Yeah.
Yeah, he hurt it last year. And then he might have then tweaked it again in the preseason or early in the season, but didn't say nothing about it. We can tell he didn't have the burst. He couldn't get away from nobody. Last year, he was breaking tackles and he was running for long yards. He didn't do none of that shit this year.
Yep. Yep, he's been hurt since the beginning of the season. I guarantee you, and Troy said that I guarantee you at the end of the season that they're going to talk about him having surgery on his knee. Yeah, because he's been hurt already.
And already seen two reports. Before the game, they said, first they said it was his finger, that he might not play. Then they said he's still dealing with a knee issue. I'm like, oh, now they want to talk about it? One of these articles I was reading online, they were saying he had a knee issue he was dealing with. Nobody else talked about that except us.
Yep. So your WIP, you listen to WIP, right? Is one sports channel or two?
It's one channel I would listen to.
Is it WIP?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. They need to be on.
The Sirius radio, I was like fucking all over the place, fucking cruising. But now I think it's just WIP.
Oh, what they have. Oh, you listen to national sports on Sirius.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We definitely need
When I got the truck, it came with like, I don't know, 6 months or something.
We definitely need to be on television. We called that from the beginning of this season.
The same thing that Shannon Sharp was talking about, it was the same shit that I was saying to myself and saying to you about why is we don't have a running back in the back, why are we going five wide instead of max coverage when you see they blitzing us and they're sending an extra guy and we got nobody to cover them. It made no sense. And they just kept doing it over and over. Lining up with five receivers and no running back in the backfield or no extra blocking. They blitzing every goddamn play.
Well, like Cowboy Troy said, it was stupid because they stacked the line. Buccaneers stacked the line. And I guess they figuring is, well, our running back is not going to be able to run because there's an extra lineman on the line, so we'll just pass the ball. That makes no damn sense. And like Troy said,
you don't even give the illusion that you might run it. There's no running back this, so it's 100% guaranteed you're passing.
Right, and like Troy said, Emmitt Smith wouldn't have been a Hall of Fame running back if they seen the extra man, they'll just pass the ball. No, you got to hand it off to your running back and let him run.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense.
And I was arguing with one of the doctors today because I told him that face mask penalty on the goal line push,
yeah,
that was bullshit because the ref was standing right there. He damn near ripped his head off and the ref ain't call it. And I know he saw because he was standing right there. He said, oh, that wouldn't make a difference. Yeah, 2 points or whatever. Okay, whatever. It still would have been a penalty and we still would have got points out of it. My thing is we shouldn't have left points off the board. It was one time when we was in field goal range, but they got a penalty, so they made it 5 yards. So now we want to go for it, get shit out of it. Then another time with the 2 points. What's the big difference from going getting 11 points from 10 points when you're still down? It was 16. It would have been 16 to 10 or 16 to 11. What's the difference? Just take the points.
Well, you know these guys, they all into that analytics shit.
That shit is stupid. Because if you go for two points is harder than an extra field, an extra point. Take the extra point, you're still down by two score. A touchdown. You get a touchdown, you take the lead.
Yeah.
So what's the difference? You down by five, you still need more than a field goal.
Yep. So other than I'm gonna ask you what changes you want to see next season. Well, in the offseason, I'm sorry.
Fire the head coach. I don't think it's gonna happen, but they did a poll on WIP for the fans, and it was like 85% of the fans said fire Sirianni. So fire the head coach, fire the offensive coordinator, and fire the defensive coordinator. Bring back your running back. Draft a cornerback or a safety high, and draft a linebacker high. I would pick a free agent whoever's the top free agent offensive lineman out there. I would pick him up. Hopefully, it's a center or somebody to replace Kelsey, or I'll just talk to Kelsey and be like, "Look, man, we're going in a different direction. Can we get you for one more year?"
Well, your boy going to slide in his spot. What's the guy name? The one that was hurt, had all those injuries before he came in into the league, but he's been playing well on the Eagles. Oh, what is his name? He'll slide into that spot. See, they drafted a good offensive lineman. So somebody goes down, somebody else can fill in. I forget his name.
We always do that, but the young bull ran down the field like three times and got penalties on for us. And he's supposed to be starting next year. Shit, we in trouble. It was ineligible downfield. He down there before the receivers down there. Like, what the fuck is you doing, fat boy?
I don't think that DeAndre Swift is coming back here.
No, because they don't want to pay him.
Yeah, I think, like I said, it's going to be Gainwell, Scott, and they'll draft a running back.
Oh, and Bradbury and Murrow, they can't tackle for shit, and they need to go. It was rejects from their other teams. Bradbury played good last year. I don't know how he go from good to shitty in 1 year.
Now, did he have problems tackling
before? Big time. Okay. Oh, you talking about on his other team?
Yeah.
I don't think so. He tackled good last year. He made the Pro Bowl last year. He was one of the top corners in the NFC last year. So how you go from tack? You know what I think? I think the coach lost the team. So everybody was giving like a piss poor effort. It was obvious these guys couldn't tackle. It was guys running right at him, and they would jump out the way and try to do like an arm bullshit tackle instead of just hitting the dudes. So when they don't want to put it all on the line for the coach, that means they don't have faith in the coach. And when a coach lose a team like that, it ain't no need on bringing that coach back.
Yeah, like I said, like they all just mentally quit. Because, okay, you had problems tackling. Let's just say you had problems tackling last week. Don't you think this week in a playoff or wild card playoff game that you're going to do a better job? Mm-hmm. And the same
Look at what's the name. You know he pissed off Hassan Reddick. He was still in coverage last game. Yep. So many times. I'm like, look at him trying to cover the running back, trying to cover a receiver. Like, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
One joint a dude will bust his ass because he burnt him, but he just dropped the ball. It's like, damn, he shouldn't even have been out there to begin with. Let him go after the quarterback. That's why Baker's sitting back there with all day in the pocket.
Yeah.
If our corners and our safeties gonna get cooked, let them get cooked. Go after that quarterback. You don't use your best rushers to go after and cover in the secondary. That's idiotic.
Letting Baker look like a damn star, and they're gonna get crushed next week.
Well, we did that with damn near every quarterback this year. I'm talking about Howell was looking like an MVP against us. All these quarterbacks, what's the little dude that run a lot for the other Giants? He was looking like a star with a perfect rating. Like all these quarterbacks that's mid-tier or shitty was looking like fucking Pro Bowl quarterbacks against us.
Yep.
And that's all year.
Yep. And you seen the article that they were looking at that bring it.
You sent me.
Yeah, that they were looking at him. We don't need any young dudes in here no more. If they had, okay, let's just say if they had, do they have assistants? They have assistants, offensive coordinators, right? Yeah. Okay, get a older offensive defensive coordinators, and then have one of these young guys as like the assistant. Mm-hmm. Don't keep hiring these young people or young person.
Well, these young guys are in position to become head coaches, so they're not going to take an assistant role because that's a big pay difference between assistant offensive coordinator and offensive coordinator or head coach. Like they already said, our shitty ass dude, Brian Johnson, already got two head coaching offers or interviews.
So that's cussy blood.
No, they already said the one team already used the Rooney Rule, so they don't have to use
Why would they interview him as offense coordinator, and the Eagles been stinking up the joint for like a month and some change?
Because they were saying it on the radio. They was like, we're the only ones that think Brian Johnson is the worst offensive coordinator, and he already got calls for two head coaching, and you can't say it's the Rooney Rule because one of those teams already used that. You know what I mean? So they don't even have to invite him.
I don't buy it, brother. They just trying to check a little quota they got.
Well, the thing is, he was real good as a quarterback's coach. That's what they're trying to say. He was real good as a quarterback coach. So that's why he slid right over and became the offensive coordinator. Most of the quarterback coaches become offensive coordinators than head coaches. So it's all in the way the system normally flows anyway. It flows up like that. So if we made it to the Super Bowl, and he was the quarterback's coach, If we didn't make him our head offensive coordinator, he would have got a job somewhere else as offensive coordinator because he was like highly valued because he got us to the Super Bowl. So teams still liked it. Look at Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly was shitty, and he still got what, two more chances in the NFL before he was back in college.
Yeah, he's white, and Brian Johnson is black.
Right, but you just used the black card talking about that's why he getting interviews when they said said that's not the reason.
That's what they just told you, but that's the reason he's black.
Well, if one team already brought in a black dude to interview, that means they don't have to bring him in. But another team is still bringing him in after they already interviewed for a black guy. So
Yes, you can, because you can say, "Hey, look, we interviewed two black guys, not just one."
No. To make your quota, you only need one.
Yeah, we just did two black guys, and that we did better than the other teams in the league.
If they felt that way, they wouldn't have gave no interview.
I don't buy it. It's cause he black. And hey, look, take a head coaching job. That's just better for the Eagles. So now they know they definitely going to have to get an offensive coordinator. The guy is Bobby Slovic. He's from the Houston, Texas, the offensive coordinator for Houston, Texas. So he sought after because of my boy CJ Stroud. I forgot to give him props too when we was talking about sports. Young quarterback that had not throwing that many interceptions. I think he had like four or five mm-hmm. this season. Good shit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's on the same trajectory as our boy Brian Johnson was. Because he took a young quarterback and won all them games, and the quarterback looked good. But then this year he fucked up when he got the spot. So these young boys, that's how they is hit or miss. I would take a young offensive coordinator, but then I need a veteran defensive coordinator. I'm not doing this rookie shit again, or vice versa. I don't want no rookie defensive coordinator. I would take a rookie offensive coordinator again, but I need a veteran mm-hmm. defensive coordinator.
Yeah, I was looking at the people are commenting about Slovic. They said, well, of course he used CJ well. And I can't understand going from one coordinator job to the next, especially if they win next week. He's a head coaching prospect. He's not an offensive coordinator prospect.
Exactly. Well, that's how it is. He's offensive coordinator right now, right?
Yes.
So, right. So his next promotion to be a head coach. And Brian Johnson was a quarterback coach last year. So that's why he became offensive coordinator this year. And if we'd have kicked ass this year, he'd be a head coach next year. That's the way it worked.
Yeah, Brian Johnson. I don't buy. They just going to buy. Hey, look, go in there and show your thing. Maybe you might get hired. But they only hire. They only give you an interview because you're black. It's fine.
Though. No, it ain't.
And people are saying Graybert from the Tennessee Titans.
You sure know how to fuck a name up, boy.
Okay, the former coach of the Tennessee Titans as a coordinator for the Eagles.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, I take him. He don't need to be a head coach though, but damn, he was like the coach. He was like the coach of the year last year, or was it 2 years ago?
I don't think he was neither one.
I thought he was in a. He was either a one head coach of the year or was in a running for one. I might be mistaken, but
yeah, it wasn't him.
I believe when it comes to Tennessee, I think they did that on purpose. I don't know. I'm thinking they're giving these guys like, look. We gonna shut the season down. We give you an extra $2 million or something like that on the side, mm-hmm. because Tennessee. By looking at the, I only can look at it by watching the red zone, and I can see they're better team than winning 5-6 games. I think they won this year. Mm-hmm. They're a better team than that. They're not gonna win anything or whatever. They're not gonna go to the Super Bowl or nothing like that. But they're definitely better than five wins.
Right. Yeah, so there's a lot of tanking going on. These guys do this shit because there's a quarterback that's come out in the draft and they really want that guy. So they fucking fake like they can't win. They're that bad. These teams ain't that bad to be playing the way they playing. You see, they ain't gonna give our boy no carries. But when they gave him carries, he fucking kicked ass.
Yep, and they ain't do the same thing. They just settle him down. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't think he's coming back. And if he comes back, of course he's gonna want more money. Are they gonna give him more money?
Oh, I was talking about Tennessee's running back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you was talking about DeAndre Swift.
Well, Swift too, though. But you, yeah, Swift in the same boat, though. They both in the same boat. It's like they don't value the running back no more. They think they can plug and play any old body in there, which is bullshit. When you got a fucking stud running back, you can ride him for about 4 or 5 years, and then it'll open up the offense so much.
Yep. Yep. Because the last game they played, now going back to Tennessee again, which you was talking about, the last game they played, see, that's their wheelhouse. I think that, I think he got, I think Henry got like 20, 23, 24 carries. I'm not sure. And Tannehill got like, I think he got like 18 attempts. That's the wheelhouse right there. That should be a heavily ran offense, and he should only throw when he has to, third down or something like that, or play action pass, and you know, stuff like that.
They're phasing them out, and there's a lot of teams getting caught up in this pass happy offense and forgetting about the running back. Look at Dallas; they did the same shit that we do. No, don't expect establish no run. Go down a whole bunch, and then you got to pass. And there's no reason for Dak to be throwing the ball 60 times. That's crazy.
Yep. I had told one of my former coworkers. I showed him that video I sent you, that TikTok video with a guy singing about the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, this was funny for like a day.
Yeah, exactly. I enjoyed it, too. We got our ass.
Right. But yeah, well, before we go, we can give a shout out to only two people had joined us this season. We got Joe West Coast on the San Francisco game. We had Ryan Gutierrez from Arizona. Our old boys joined us on here. We ain't get anybody new this year. Yeah. Anything else you want to add?
No, I should probably reach out to my cousins for next season. They probably can get on. I got a 49ers fan and I got a Dallas fan. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, they jumped on the bandwagon when the shit was rolling.
Oh, what you mean? Yeah. Who are you talking about for the Cowboys?
My cousin. I got two cousins, Gary and my cousin, TJ.
Okay. And what about the San Fran?
Aunt.
Okay.
And he was real young when he was cheering for them.
Is this Montana? Okay. Is this Montana or Steve Young?
Probably Steve Young.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, everybody that's fans here, just like the Cowboys, everybody that's fans here was fans when they was all winning. It wasn't, they was like a losing team or whatever. And right. for the older guys, the Cowboys was on TV every week. So, and they was winning. So that's when they started liking the Cowboys, because they was always on TV every week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I call them fake fans. You from Philly, never been to Dallas, but that's your team. From Philly, never been to San Fran, but that's your team. Like, get the hell out of here with that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless like your dad was a fan of one of those teams and you grew up because your dad was watching it all the time and cheering for them, they're not gonna understand like that. But other than that, you got no reason to have. I need to know why that's your fan, and you can't just say, oh, because I like them. That is some bullshit. If you ain't from that city, that shouldn't be your team. It's one thing if you you in a city that don't have a team, then you ain't got no team. You can pick wherever you want. I don't care. Some people say you got to pick the next closest team to you, but no, you can pick whatever team you want if you don't have a city team. You got a city team, you got to ride or die with them if you don't like them.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't no big Sixers fan, but I'd ride or die with them bums.
Now,
that's the home team.
Now, is Jason Kelce, do you think he really retired, or this is a snap judgment?
I think he retired. But I think you can convince him to come back. Shit, the money got to be right. Situation got to be right. If you can show him, like, we made some improvements. We don't know how he felt about Sirianni and the offense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The offensive coordinator. What if he didn't like those guys? So you say, well, look, we got new guys coming. You know what I mean? It's going to be a different thing. Because our offensive line, they want to run a ball. They prefer to run block than pass block. Mm-hmm. And our offensive coordinator prefers to – pass instead of run, so that the offensive line probably hate his guts. It's easy to run block, and they love to run block, so why not run block?
Yeah, he didn't like him.
I'm sure he did. None of them guys like him. Why the fuck is we throwing every down? They like the run block where they can just fucking smash my football. I'm gonna smash my guy, and y'all run through a hole. That's so much easier than trying to stand there on your on your feet and trying to block these fast ass defensive ends and stuff.
Now, what about Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham? Are they coming back next season?
I don't think so. I mean, they probably want to come back because I think they both was on 1 year contracts.
Yeah,
probably not going to cost a lot to bring them back. I would bring them back, but mm-hmm. like I said, if they cost a lot, then no, I wouldn't bring them back. But they don't cost nothing. You got to fill backup roles anyway, so why not bring them back?
Right.
If they want to take a low pay, what they would do because they know they're not, you know, elite anymore. If they take a low pay, I'll bring them back because they're good in the rotation. You don't got to have them on every down, but they're still good.
Mm-hmm. This year he had 3 sacks compared to 11 last year, but that's an asterisk on those 3 sacks because he was in pass coverage. So they're going to look at that and say, hey, you up in age. I don't know how old he is.
Well, but, they can't really say that because these guys are like, what's the name? They're older, not making a lot, so they're not going to demand a lot. It's one thing when somebody trying to get money and they have a down year.
You know he'll be 36 by the time the season starts. No, that's what they'll say. That's what they'll say.
They'll say that the Swift in a heartbeat. They'll say that the Goddard needed the contract, shit like that. But these guys that's older, that's not expecting a big payday, they can't use that as an excuse. You could probably pay them what the going rate is for a veteran a little bit more than the rookies, and they'd be cool with that.
Well, see, there you go, because they can get somebody else that's a lower value, that's younger, and they'll use these 3 sacks against them. Hey, you had 11 last year, now you only had 3. That's just a downturn. You on the wrong side of 35 now. You know that type of shit.
You could usually say that when it's a player that's still demanding a big paycheck. You don't like when you start giving out all your leaders and you don't have no leaders but all young bulls in the locker room, you asking for trouble. You still, they don't value veteran leadership, but you still need that veteran leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for the veterans to do shit when you got a defensive coordinator doing what the fuck he doing. We got Brandon Graham, we got Hassan Reddick, and what's the other fat boy? All 3 of them dropping in the coverage. It made no sense.
Yep.
Fat boy can't cover damn my daughter, and he dropping in coverage. What's his name? The defensive end.
I know he's I forget. But my thing is, what I want to know is, what's the thought process behind that?
The thought process is, he know his corners can't cover for shit, so I'm gonna try to get him some help. But you're giving the wrong help. You need fast linebackers that can do that. You can't use defensive ends like that and defensive guys that go after quarterback. Those guys ain't built for that type of stuff.
Right. Yeah. You have to find a better way.
Dean would have been cool. Edwards, they let Edwards go. TJ Edwards, our guy, we drafted. He finally became a good player, and they let him go.
Mm-hmm.
What's the little white dude that we had? He got over 150 tackles. He was fast. He can cover. And then they let him go. When you don't got those guys that's fast and can cover the field, you in trouble. And we didn't have that.
Right. So are you going to give N'Kobe Dean another shot?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, 2 years ago, he was the Buckus of winners, the best college linebacker.
And right.
His fault, he keep getting hurt.
Right.
But I would give him 1 more year. You get hurt again, now it's time to not think about him.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all, this is the season finale of the Eagles. Yes, we disappointed. Nah, I ain't really all that disappointed because, they've been losing. Right, they've been losing for a month and change. I already knew this was going to be the season finale anyway.
And in football, you can't play coy and just be bullshit and then turn it up for the playoffs. If you bullshit your way in the playoffs, you're going to be out of the playoffs real fast. So we knew it was coming. Even if we'd have won this game on some luck, we'd have got trashed the second round playing like this.
Right, because Detroit is not even better than the Eagles. Detroit are like pretenders, like the damn Dolphins, but they'd have lost to Detroit.
Because
mm-hmm. Jared Goff would have been throwing up and down the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Right, y'all, you can reach the Judgmentals on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and subscribe to our YouTube at PNL Judgmentals. Instagram at @_judgmentals, or you can email us at pnljudgmentals@gmail.com. All right, Phil.
All right, y'all.
And all the TV stations or whatever, even the radio. look at our first episode of this Eagles podcast, and we tell you that Jalen Hurts was hurt. Dang, we ain't talking about Miami now.
Mm-hmm. we said it early in the season. He just didn't have that burst. He couldn't cut. He was all tenderfoot and shit.
Yep. And then when he threw it, he always had that dejected look on his face, like something was wrong. So yeah, he was hurt.
They was hiding his injury.
Yep. My thing is, if you a detriment to the team, I don't believe in that just playing.
All the time. If you're gonna play, you need to play at a high standard. I'd rather you sit on the bench and get healthy.
Exactly.
If you really hurt and you can't do what you need to do, you need to sit down and get healthy. We'll play the backup. We'll run the ball 150 times, even though they probably would have just made the backup throw 150 times.
Right.
But still, you don't play injured and we just keep losing. Like, get healthy if you got to get healthy.
Okay. Let's just say, for an example, okay, it did come out he was hurt and he got surgery in the offseason. I don't know. April, May, somewhere like that. But he had to sit out 8 games before he can be healthy. Would you be cool with that? Yeah, would you be cool with that? Marcus isn't bad. Marcus can win you games. But like you said, if you heavily run and you don't put Marcus in a position where he's throwing the ball 30, 35 times and all that stuff, you can win games. Because he was in Atlanta last year, and didn't they go on like a streak and almost made the playoffs?
He played good, and I was surprised that they took the starting job from him.
Right.
And they gave it to Ritter or whatever, but Ritter's not the answer either. I think they were just fucking around trying to lose on purpose. That's why they took it from him.
Yeah, and if I'm not mistaken, I think he was quote-unquote hurt. And they put him the quarterback. Right. And then he just left the team, which they just paid him off to leave. He ain't well, look, I ain't showing up anymore. If he did that, he would have never been on the Eagles. If he'd have just said, well, look, I'm not showing up there anymore. They paid him money to go away, like you just said, so they can tank, so they can get a draft pick.
Yep.
Well, all right, y'all.
All right.